Note reference, 2. Not so in most parts of the world, where experience, however seemingly idiosyncratic, is filtered through myth models. Thus a Sri Lankan patient afflicted by operda can behave in any number of seemingly bizarre yet recognized ways and, like a Western psychotic, act out his or her troubled emotions. But such behavior is in fact not considered bizarre. It is readily understood as the work of operda, not only by the culture but also by the patient. The question of private and idiosyncratic behavior does not arise. That is a Western conception arising from the decoding and demythologizing of symbols. The personal, not private, experiences of the patient are readily intelligible through the myth model. And the myth model is revitalized and rendered real by the personal behavior of the patient. Spirit attack is both a personal experience and a cultural performance. The myth model is, as Geertz puts it, a model of and for reality. But, unlike Geertz, I include under the term reality the personal reality of the afflicted individuals. The logical implication of this leads us to abolish the distinction between the private and the public nature of symbols. 4. As I said earlier, the personal and the cultural are part.